Good evening, brothers and sisters. Today is the feast of the presentation of the Lord. 40 days after Christmas, Jesus was brought to the temple. And when he was brought to the temple, we have Simeon and Anna, who must have seen a lot of babies or parents presenting their child to the temple. And like any other presentation, they will be having a kind of an offering. But this time, when Mary and Joseph were bringing Jesus, Simeon, who was a prophet, recognized that there is something different here. He recognized that the child to be presented is the light to the nations. And so this light being presented in the temple brought light to the temple itself. Like the temple now is radiating light because of the one being presented. And because of this, it totally changed the way temple offerings are to be made, because the one offering is actually the light. And it invites us that as we see Jesus, the source of light, and as this light in Jesus is reflected for the church to shine and be light, so hopefully those who come to the temple radiate, shine, and naturally be lights. Kaya nga, binabasbasan natin yung mga kandila na sana hindi lamang yung mga hawak-hawak natin na kandila ang nagliliwanag, kundi yung mukha ng tao na pumapasok sa templo, sa simbahan, ay magliwanag din. Nang sa ganon, pag nakikita tayo ng mga tao paglabas natin sa simbahan, ano bang meron yung mukha mo na napakaliwanag? At people will be inspired by us. How to be light? In the first reading of today from the book of the prophet Malachi, it was an experience of the Lord coming, and in the Lord's coming in the temple, people will be chastised and they will be offering their sacrifices. To be light means perhaps to offer our sacrifices. Kilala po ninyo si Fatima, yung dati laging dala ni Father Jerry na napakalalim ng spirituality. Ang dami-dami niyang pinagdaanan sa buhay, batang-bata. Ang dami niyang mga health issues. And knowing her, and she has a beautiful voice, one of the best songs that she sang was that song which she says, "My suffering is my offering." And I think that is an invitation to be lights, to offer to the Lord our suffering. Oftentimes, during the offertory, habang nag-offertory, ang ino-offer lang natin yung produce ng ating trabaho, o kaya yung mga intentions natin, o kaya yung mga prayers natin. Could it be possible, like the first reading of the day, that we offer to the Lord our sufferings, our sacrifices? And pay attention, because in our offering to the Lord in the temple, our sacrifices and our offerings, our problems, when we offer them to the Lord, when we entrust them to the Lord, when we lift them up to the Lord, look and always make your hands open. Because those problems and struggles that we offered to the Lord, when they return from God, they become blessings to us. My suffering is my offering. In the second reading of the day, from the letter to the Hebrews, he is not only talking about the suffering as an offering, but it turns to the figure of the high priest Jesus, the one offering. The trust of the one offering. The recognition of the one offering, because when we offer, we recognize like the high priest that everything belongs to God. Everything belongs to God. When we make our prayers, when we have our prayers, it is not merely asking from the Lord what we need. But part of our asking from the Lord what we need is that we must offer something. Hindi po pwede na humihingi ka lang sa Diyos ng kailangan mo. Part of our prayers, our petitions, asking the Lord to bless us, is that we must offer something. We must give something. We must let go of something. So that in that act of letting go, in that act of giving, God can give us what we are asking for. The person of the one offering. And in the gospel, that offering of suffering, that offering, the person who is offering, that Jesus who is offered to the altar, to the temple, as a place of sacrifice, as a place of light, eventually we don't realize that in our offering to God something, in our lifting up to God our prayers, that becomes an experience of encounter. That's why when we encounter the Lord, when we offer something to the Lord that comes from the heart, when we let go of something just because we are asking the Lord to answer our prayers, we don't realize that in that letting go, in that offering, in that sacrifice, as we expose ourselves to the light, we eventually become lights ourselves. At gaya ng isang kandila na habang nagliliwanag sa dilim, habang nagbibigay ng inspirasyon sa mga taong nasa paligid, we are being consumed. But we don't mind being consumed because our duty, our vocation, our call is actually in that encounter with the light, we become lights ourselves. Brothers and sisters, on this first Friday of the month of February, on this presentation of the Lord, Jesus being consecrated to the Father, we are reminded of our deep encounter with God, because that is the source of our strength, that is the source of our light, that is the source of our offering. That is where we draw our being, persons getting closer to the Lord. So that in being, in getting closer to the Lord, we might not only offer candles and our offerings and our sufferings, but we eventually, in our offering, becoming lights shining in the lives of others.